With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Boeing plans to lay off about 10% of its workers in the coming months as it deals with a strike and production challenges.
New Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg told staff in a memo Friday about job cuts, which could total about 17,000 positions, including executives and managers. The company has 170,000 employees worldwide, many of them working in manufacturing facilities in the states of Washington and South Carolina. About 33,000 union machinists have been on strike since September 14th. Boeing had already imposed rolling temporary furloughs, but Ortberg says those will be suspended because of the impending layoffs. Boeing has lost more than $25 billion since the start of 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
The death toll stands at 16 in Florida from Hurricane Milton. Authorities and residents are surveying the damage wrought by the powerful storm and picking up debris tossed about. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says people need to be careful as they try to clean up after the storm.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable. We have had fatalities because of interaction with downed power lines and water. We are seeing hazards that are still there. So please exercise caution. Don't wade into floodwaters. Be careful with how you're using ladders. Use generators properly. Make sure it's outside your home. Don't run that generator inside.
The state's vital tourism industry is beginning to return to normal. Florida theme parks, including Walt Disney World, reopened Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 409 points, the NASDAQ rose 60, the S&P 500 advanced 35 points. This is SRN News. Despite challenges in our culture, including battles over men competing in women's sports, nonprofit Christian legal organization First Liberty Institute's optimistic about traditional values triumphing in America. Nathan Shackelford, spokesman for First Liberty's F3 program, says there's much for conservatives to be thankful for.
We've just seen the change in the amount of rights that we've gained in the last few years, especially with the Supreme Court we have right now that's going to follow the laws that's written. We're winning cases that have really big, important meanings and that protect the entire country and give us more rights than we've ever had. Plus seeing a lot of young people that are standing up and right now and saying, hey, I want to make a difference. I think all those things together give us a lot of hope for the future of the country and the future for religious freedom.
Young people wanting to get more information on the F3 program aimed at 20 to 40-year-olds can go to the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin as he continues his push for the use of long-range weapons.
Here in Germany, I think this is an increasingly fractious issue. Most mainstream parties and most voters support wholeheartedly supporting Ukraine militarily, but there are controversial rows, I think we can safely say, here in Germany when it comes to long-range missiles and whether those Western-made long-range missiles should be able to target targets deep inside Russia, and that's really what President Zelensky wants.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis reporting from Berlin. Zelensky received a pledge of a new weapons package from German Chancellor Scholz Friday on a European tour meant to win backing for his victory plan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.